Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, December 16th. I'm Mark Daniels. An absolutely incredible victory for the Green Bay Packers, 37-36 over the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, trailing 26-3 at intermission. Head coach Mike McCarthy's Packers rallied for the win.
Wow. Just an excellent team win today. An integrity win, I'd characterize it. For our football team, I can't tell you how proud I am of each and every player, coach, you know, everybody on the sidelines, just the way we stayed the course. Obviously, everybody knows what the score was at halftime, and just the approach of the second half to come out and get back to a standard offensive philosophy and run the football, play action, and just stay the course. And we just talked on defense about getting stops and takeaways and special teams about, you know, winning the field position and hopefully have a big play there. So our guys, you know, just stayed the course. We knew it was going to come down to the last sequence of plays, and it did.
Matt Flynn engineers five consecutive touchdown drives after intermission, four with touchdown passes, and perhaps the biggest moment of his career.
I would probably say so, yeah. This is from my pro football career. It was definitely big. And sorry, I don't have a voice right now, but what a feeling. You know, we were all just kind of sitting around at the end taking knees. We're like, is this real? Is this happening? You know, we fought so hard and, you know, playing so bad in the first half, coming out in that second half and playing like we did offensively and defensively. Really says a lot about this team.
Eddie Lacy's one-yard touchdown run put the Packers on top. He finished with 141 yards rushing, over 1,000 on the season. But then it was Tremon Williams making his second interception. Both were reviewed. First overturned, but not the second.
Okay, the one that I didn't get credited with, I thought I caught it. But the one I did get credit with, I never felt more sure about a catch in my life. Obviously, you know, I showed my emotion on the field about it. Didn't give the rough the ball back because I wanted them to take a look at it, and we was able to get that done.
The Packers get it done in the most improbable fashion. The Cowboys do not. Quarterback Tony Romo, who threw two picks in the final 3 minutes, said there really wasn't much to say.
I think if you play long enough, you have plenty of, you know, big wins, you know, tough losses. This one's obviously a tough one. We were in position to have a chance, obviously, to win the game, and we didn't get it done.
Packers are now 7-6-1. Still have work to do. The Chicago Bears, for the moment, move into first place in the NFC North with a 38-31 victory over the Browns in Cleveland. Jay Cutler comes back from injury to throw three touchdown passes.
You know, started off rusty. You know, I had some throws that were high. You know, guys rallied around me, though. They played really well, made some big-time catches. Offensive line played great. So it was good getting back out there. You know, a really good team win.
Bears are 8-6. The Detroit Lions play Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. If they win, they'll control their destiny. If they do not, destiny will be back in the hands of the Pack. Meanwhile, in the NFC East, Cowboys fail to get even with the Philadelphia Eagles, who were trounced by the Vikings in Minnesota 48-30. No Adrian Peterson, no Toby Gerhart, but Matt Asiata rushes for three touchdowns. Greg Jennings, a huge game, 11 catches, 163 yards, and a touchdown grab from Matt Castle.
That's why we brought Greg in here, was to have days like this. You know what? He's a special player, and he does a tremendous job of getting open, and we continue to work hard each and every week, and it showed today. He did, you know, it makes my job easy when he gets open. I put the ball in his hands, and he makes plays.
The Packers' next opponent will be the Pittsburgh Steelers, who beat the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday night 30-20, raced out to a 24-0 lead to keep their playoff hopes alive. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says we're going to see this season through.
You know, I've said for a bunch of weeks now there's going to be no quit from me and from anybody. And I thought that tonight was a good night and a good example of that. Everyone fought hard from start to finish. And, you know, I was really proud of the way everyone played.
Seattle moving closer to home field advantage in the NFC with a 23-0 shutout of the New York Giants. They are now 12-2. They held New York to 181 yards. Eli Manning intercepted five times, two of them from Richard Sherman, who said afterwards maybe this will be the first of two games at MetLife Stadium.
It's one game at a time, 1 week at a time. We got to go focus on our next opponent and go 1-0 that week and go 1-0 the next week. And that's our mindset. You know, we can't focus on trying, you know, potentially coming back here, because that's when you fall short and you don't ever make it back.
It was the highest scoring single Sunday in NFL history. Kansas City did its part by routing the Oakland Raiders 56-31. Alex Smith, 17 of 20, 287 yards, 5 touchdowns, perfect passer rating. Jamaal Charles catching 4 touchdown passes, also scored once on the ground. What a huge day as the Chiefs clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, I'm known as a player when it's the season keep going on. I get stronger and stronger, and I just want to continue to do that and stay healthy, you know what I'm saying, because a big part of this team depends on me, and once I'm healthy, you know what I'm saying, this offense can go a long way and this team can go a long way. So, I mean, just take care of my body and hope we can go to our way.
The Atlanta Falcons beat the Washington Redskins 27-26. Kirk Cousins getting the start for RG3. 3 touchdown passes, the last with 18 seconds left, but they failed on a 2-point try for the win. It was Indianapolis 25, Houston 3. The Texans have lost 12 in a row. Miami gets a late touchdown pass from Ryan Tannehill to Marcus Thigpen with 1:15 left, but Tom Brady drives the Patriots only to be intercepted in the end zone in the waning seconds. Dolphins stay alive with a 24-20 win over the Pats. San Francisco made it 4 in a row. Beat Tampa Bay 33-14. Buffalo over Jacksonville 27-20. Carolina beat the New York Jets 30-20. They're back even in the NFC South because the Rams knocked off the Saints 27-16. Zach Stacy, 133 yards and a touchdown for St. Louis. Let's turn now to college football. Jameis Winston, the redshirt freshman quarterback from Florida State, becomes the second consecutive freshman after Johnny Manziel to win the Heisman Trophy in a very lopsided ballot on Saturday. Mack Brown does step down, resigns at the University of Texas after 15 years as head coach. Brown says it's time.
We had a good conversation. They expressed their support and they wanted me to stay. I told them that I'd like to talk to Sally and sleep on it. And we went through the banquet and got up the next day, and all of us met again and mutually decided that it was best for us to move on.
Brown will coach the Longhorns against Oregon in the Alamo Bowl, and University of Wisconsin Whitewater will play in the Amos Alonzo Stagg Bowl again. 8th title trip in 9 years after not making the playoffs last season. Whitewater stayed undefeated with a 16-15 semifinal victory over Mary Hardin Baylor after trailing 12-0. Whitewater will get the familiar foe, undefeated Mount Union, in the championship game in Virginia. To college basketball, 4th-ranked Wisconsin stays perfect. 12-0, their best start ever. Beat Eastern Kentucky 86-61 on Saturday. Ben Brust with 20. Sam Decker helps with 16. Marquette rolling IUPUI 86-50. Golden Eagles now 6-4. Green Bay, a non-conference true road win for the first time in over a couple of years. Beat South Dakota 89-85. Kiefer Sykes with 23. They're 6-3 on the season. They'll host Tennessee Tech at the Rest Center on Tuesday night. 16th-ranked St. Norbert in Division III beat Cornell 81-70. Former Phoenix Cam Cerrone 7-3s, 28 points. Green Knights 3-0 in the Midwest Conference, 5-1 overall. Third-ranked Syracuse beat St. John 68-63. Number 14, Villanova, a 73-52 winner over LaSalle. Women's college basketball, it was Wichita State knocking off the Green Bay Phoenix 63-58. That's back-to-back losses at the Crest Event Center. Tisha Buck with 17 points for the Phoenix women. Head coach Kevin Borseth's young team now 6-3.
The kids are trying. They are. We went to a lot of sets. We had a lot of backdoor opportunities. We executed a lot of plays, but when you're running, you know, a lot of plays, multiple plays with young kids, you know, in a game, you know, you're going to make some mistakes, you know, so youngness comes into that. But it still doesn't excuse the fact that, you know, we still want to win. I mean, you know, that's really the bottom line. So I think there's everybody was disappointed. And I know I am. I think the players were, but, you know, we're not pointing fingers at anybody. We just we got to learn from our mistakes, and we got to move forward.
Won't get any easier. Green Bay hosting nationally ranked Purdue on Wednesday night at the Crest Event Center. The St. Norbert women defeated Cornell 64-47. They go to 6-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play. And in college women's volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers knocked off Purdue on the weekend to reach the NCAA Division I Final Four in Seattle. To the NBA, where on Saturday night, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Milwaukee Bucks 106-93. The Bucks now an NBA worst 5-19 on the year. Sacramento beat Houston 106-91. Rudy Gay with 26. Portland over Detroit 111-109. Damian Lillard hitting a jumper with 0.1 seconds to play.
It felt good. I mean, I had a lot of shots that I let go tonight that felt good that didn't fall. So, I mean, when that one went in, I was like, thank you. We can finally get out of here. So, I'm happy the shot went in.
Blazers now 21-4. Minnesota gets 30 from Kevin Love and beating Memphis 101-93. Oklahoma City over Orlando 101-98. Kevin Durant with 28. Phoenix beats Golden State 106-102. Eric Bledsoe with 24. The Denver Nuggets over the New Orleans Pelicans 102-93. On the ice, the Washington Capitals over the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 in a shootout. They trailed 4-1. Alex Ovechkin with a pair. Now 28 goals to lead the league. Tampa Bay shuts out the Red Wings in Detroit 3-0. Ben Bishop with 28 saves. Lightning continue their mastery over the Red Wings.
You know, we've had some, you know, pretty good luck against the Wings so far this year. They're a good team over there. I thought the guys did a good job of eliminating second chances. I was able to see most of the pucks, and they did a good job.
Florida gets by Montreal 2-1. Rangers in a shootout beat Calgary 4-3. Chicago scores 3 in the first to beat the LA Kings 3-1. Anaheim a 3-2 winner over the Edmonton Oilers. Green Bay Gamblers lose a pair on the road to the Des Moines Buccaneers on the weekend. And a baseball note, John Axford, former Brewer closer who was traded to St. Louis, signing a one-year deal with the Cleveland Indians. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.